Hey guys, welcome to another episode of The Gym Closet. Today I'll be reflecting on the Vegas tragedy and our recent trip to Vegas. We also had a little bit of technical audio difficulty this week, so some of the stuff we had to re-record, and on the second try, hopefully we got it all. Again, if you are listening and joining us for the first time, welcome. If you are here back for another episode, thank you so much for listening. If you do like the podcast, please subscribe, like, and review. That's how we can get this information spread a little bit wider. And if you have any comments, anything that you'd like to hear on the podcast, go ahead and comment on any of our social media at TR Crave Strong. We have at Shane Sagabarth and at Jordan.Hildreth, as well as at Crave Gym and Crave Gym on at Crave Gym on Twitter and Crave Gym on Facebook. So let's get this one going. It's Monday. We're going to have a great week ahead of us. Welcome to another episode of The Gym Closet. I'm here as usual with at Saint Shane Sagabarth. Gotta spit my gum out before we start this thing. At Shane Sagabarth, about to smash his fingers in the door, and at Jordan.Hildreth. How's it going, guys?
It's happening.
Good, how are you, bud?
Good. Figure the door out yet?
Nope.
We'll get there. It's, the wire's stuck underneath it. He's getting up to close it. All right. Exciting stuff here in The Gym Closet. Sometimes you just can't get the closet door shut. And you hear shit from outside. Anything going on this past weekend, guys?
I didn't have anything too overly exciting. Got drunk on a Saturday. That's about it.
I snapped you when I was in here.
Yeah, dude, he sends me a Snapchat at like, it had to be 11
p.m. It was 11:30 or so. I was
nice. What night?
Not so
Saturday.
Late. On Saturday. I watched the Texas game and then I went out. So I was pretty drunk. This dude sends me a snap and he's at Crave working out.
Gotta save that money.
Yeah. 11 o'clock.
Little Dickie, save that money.
Going up on a Saturday. Yep.
That is awesome. That is
forgot
awesome.
About that.
I love that. Don't know. I don't understand it, but well, I love it.
It's like it's how I don't go out. You know.
Okay, so you just plan to work out for the middle of the night.
So yeah, I went to that Taco Fest or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go.
Oh, that's I heard the story about that with. Did you go with Alec?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us that story.
Got there at, I think it started at noon. So Alec's like, don't be late. So I get there at noon. A couple friends at Centro right outside the Taco Fest.
Terrible experience with that place, by the way. That's a story for another time, right. But continue.
So we're out on the patio. It's raining. I'm getting rained on the patio. And I'm like, why are we on the patio? So I down about 4 or 5 streets. Feeling pretty good.
Nice. And this is noon? This so you're good. Noon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So it's like 1:30 or so by the time we got there. And still raining. I'm like, no, I paid $12 for the entry fee or ticket. I'm like, yep, I'm out. So then we go to Malo, waiting for it to stop.
What's that? I haven't been there.
Like a Mexican fusion.
It's supposed to be pretty
place.
Good. I don't know.
It is. Talk it up. It's not bad.
It's supposed to have a really good brunch.
Yeah, it's close to work, so I go there semi-often for work lunches and stuff. So we get there, eat, still raining.
Couple of brunch guys.
Yeah.
Couple of brunch guys.
Yeah. Okay. Bro date.
Nice.
So we're out there. Oh, I forgot to mention how Alex said, you know, don't be late. He was not there till 12:45. So it's neither here nor there. So keeps raining. I'm like, I'm out. Back to West Des Moines. Stops raining on my way to West Des Moines. Sunny. Alex sends me about 4 pictures of the tacos he was eating. I'm like, dude, no, ever again.
I love it. Alex, a coach here at Crave Gym as well.
That was about all I did this week.
Oh, I would like to make a little shout out because I'm assuming Texas is going to be OU. Alec, if you're listening to this, horns up.
Alec has had a bad week.
By now, we have beat you guys.
I would assume that after losing to Iowa State, you really...
Hey,
there's only two ways.
They're good this year. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Third string quarterback. Joel Lanning playing both ways. What a stud, by the way. Joel Lanning.
I don't know if it was so studly of him as much as it was embarrassing for Oklahoma.
Right.
God, so bad.
Suck.
Right.
So bad. But I was in Vegas this last weekend. So, you know, we wanted to kind of touch on, we're not going to get political or anything like that, but we wanted to touch on a little bit of the, you know, what happened in Vegas last weekend, you know, or 2 weekends ago now, on a Sunday. We got there on Wednesday, 3 days after, and you could definitely, you know, it was a somber experience. You know, everything as far as the scene was still untouched, and, you know, the windows were still out and everything like that. And, you know, we really feel, we've obviously feel terrible for what happened. And, one thing that I did find out when I woke up on Monday, knowing that we were going to Vegas, you know, it was definitely a shock to hear what had happened. And then, you know, the information started slowly coming out about, you know, what may have happened and this and that. And it was, you know, slow to trickle out with news and what was going on. And then getting to Vegas, you know, we got a lot more information, from some of the people that were local there. Some of the people that were actually, you know, driving Ubers literally outside of the arena, some different things, you know, we talked to several people that, that was there, and it was really, kind of a, you know, a humbling experience to talk to those people and to see the memorials and all of that kind of stuff. And it got me really thinking about, you know, what information that we were getting, you know, from the Facebook and all of these other quote unquote news sources, you know, and information sources, I should call them, not news sources, but, it made me really think fake and news. Kind of tie that. What's that?
Fake news,
you know? Yeah. And it really made me tie that to, you know, the information that we get in general is just, you know, in today's world, it's just an information overload. And, not only with, you know, news, you know, horrific news like this, but with everything just in general, you know, we really have kind of, so much information that, you know, it really is tough to cipher through all of that information and find out what's real and what's not and what's facts and what's, you know, somebody trying to make a buck and this and that. And, a speaker, at the conference we were at had touched on the term information parity, which I thought was really a good term, because you have all of these resources and all of this, you know, sources of information that may tell one portion of the story or may take something out of context and make people assume that it's true. You know, not everything you hear on Facebook is true. Not everything on the internet is true. And I think that goes directly into the fitness industry, because with a lot of people, you know, they see stories, just normal stories about everyday life, right? And they assume, oh, it's on Facebook, so it's probably not a credible source, right? But then they see a diet on Facebook, and now it's assumed to
Facebook
be real.
Facebook says it's true, but it's not true. But Facebook says it's true.
Okay, but it's not true, and you need to have your own f***ing brain and decide shit for yourself!
Ah!
People assume that it's true, because, you know, whether it's one source or another, they think that it's Facebook, I trust this person, or whatever the case may be. You know, you really have to find, in the fitness industry, you have to find that fitness professional to decipher the information and to really make sure that you use that person to not only decipher the current research, but to stay up to date on research and to make sure that they are your, you know, you are essentially hiring them to be your information, your data evaluator, and to take that data and to dish out, you know, to give you the correct information. And just like any investigation, you know, it there's a lot of information that comes to light after the fact, right? So an event happens and there's little information to start with. Later on, more information comes. Some may contradict the first information that came out, and we've all seen that in certain events. But, you know, that can also happen in research, in our, you know, in our body. We don't know, you know, as much as we'd like to know about our body and everything that has to do with, you know, exercise and nutrition. We don't know everything. And the reason that you have to find that fitness professional is it's our jobs, you know, it's my job and every professional's job is
to continue education and continue to educate themselves and further their knowledge in what's right and what's the current information. And it may, you know, it may go back to something that, you know, that I believed to be true and a fact, you know, 10 years ago. Today, I might have new research that tells me that that's not the answer. And I was, you know, I was essentially wrong. But to make those corrections is where you have to be. You can't be a zealot that just, you know, has a belief, because beliefs and feelings have nothing to do with the academic research and what's actually real. And so, you know, you have to, as a professional, you really have to make sure that if you have current information that may contradict information that you've given out in the past or information that you've believed is fact in the past, then you have to change those things and you have to continue to be current in that information. You know, don't rely on social media. Don't rely, you know, even IG, you know, Instagram can be doctored up and, you know, it can be Photoshop.
I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop.
Shane just killing it with these voiceovers. Back to what I was saying, someone that's an expert may be a fraud, you know, and they may not have even the pictures that they put on Instagram or Facebook or any social media for that matter, may not even be raw photographs. And so now they're taking, you know, they're taking information that they've doctored up, and it's very easy to do. And now giving that information, you know, now they're a fitness professional because look at what I've created, when really, you know, it's completely a fraud account, or, you know, it's steroids or Photoshop. There's a lot of different things that will affect those, you know. So make sure that you have a conversation with the expert that you're talking to, you know, that whoever you're going to rely on for information, make sure you know their background, make sure you know what they have to offer, and make sure that they're real in all their posts. You know, don't take it for really face value in what it is, because, you know, a lot of the experts that people are relying on are essentially, you know, or following, you know, for information, that information isn't good. And, you know, that's another reason why we started this podcast, is because, you know, the first couple episodes have really been kind of a warning to consumers about, you know, be aware of false information out there. And we want to start sharing information that is current, correct data. That's why we're going to introduce, you know, a lot of academic professionals. We're going to introduce professionals in the industry that have, you know, have done the research and have the current information that we need to get out. And hopefully you can rely on us for a source that's true and listen to us on a daily basis. And sure, we bullshit and, you know, make light of different things because we have a balance in life and everybody should. But, you know, the information needs to get out there. And if this is an avenue that can do that for people, then that's really what we're here for. You know, and again, just to reiterate, everything on Facebook is not real.
Facebook says it's true.
No!
I absolutely love how South Park just did an episode on this, and it really, you know, is amazing. That kind of everything that I've seen in the last week really puts into perspective that, you know, we're not the only ones seeing this and observing, you know, this information parody and this information overload, and this information that may or may not be correct. So, we did have some problems with the audio here. So, we missed a little bit of a final thought, but then we got into talking about my Thanksgiving. So we will jump right back into that here. Yeah, so for Thanksgiving, we are excited. It's Pierce's first birthday on the 27th. So we are celebrating Thanksgiving the same way we've started this tradition, which is awesome. And we are going to go to Hy-Vee, grab a dinner there so that we don't have to do any dishes. We don't have to cook any dinner. So we'll have the family over to our place and go to Hy-Vee. Then on Friday, we're going to the Nebraska game. And then Pierce's birthday is on Saturday. So yeah, we'll be going to from Des Moines to Lincoln and cheering on Nebraska.
I'm more of a Notre Dame fan until they get a loss or two, and then they can't compete anyway because they're independent. So at that point, it doesn't matter. So then they have their loss this year, and so I've moved on. Now I'm a Nebraska fan for the rest of the year. So they can have like two or three losses, rally, win the Big Ten, go to the tournament, and then, you know, yeah.
So, have you watched their games this year?
Oh, yeah, they're just awful.
Yeah, okay.
They're god-awful.
You mean like in general?
Just in general. So it's, yes. In speaking in generalities,
in the 90s.
That is possible.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but they had bowl games back then. They didn't have the playoffs, so it doesn't matter. So that'll be fun Thanksgiving. But food for thought, Shane, what's up?
I hit 225. Yesterday.
Yes, you did. I spotted you for that, and you
that's
just
mild, that's
you had
mild
yeah
right.
I've been so,
and
I
he
think
was bitching.
Like,
he was at
I failed 210 on Monday. And I was
okay,
like, it was after class. It was after class,
so it was probably your spotter that helped you out a little.
Yeah, it was
bit.
LG. Thanks, LG.
Yeah,
shout out to LG.
Screwing you up.
So yeah, 225. You say you didn't help.
I didn't touch the bar, and I was impressed because of how defeated you were before you actually benched that.
Well, I had,
and you were like, you're like, there's no fucking way that I can
well,
do
I,
this.
I put I up
like,
210 and I was
yeah,
like,
you put up 210 and it was
I felt
easy.
You know, decent, but 15 more pounds.
It's 15 more pounds.
You're like, oh,
grab
it's
a,
only 7 and
grab
a half more pounds.
Yeah, grab a 15
on each side.
On each side. And grab a 15-pound dumbbell and tell me if that's heavy.
Right.
Yeah, come
I mean,
on.
But once you break that grow barrier, up. That's, I mean, your gains are going to start coming fast.
Oh,
it is,
gains
like,
on gains
it,
on gains.
But like mentally, hitting 225, suddenly it's like, oh, it'll just click. Because then you're just adding tiny little weights.
Right.
The big ones are taken care of, right? So like you don't have
until
to
until you get to
big,
that 315
things.
Big, that third
yeah.
plate option.
What?
And that fourth plate option.
Yeah. Okay.
That's when you start throwing weight around.
Segment there.
No, sorry. That. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just being encouraging.
He's just trying
so
to have
now
a moment
my
here
next goal is, you know, and I know we'll talk about goal later, but 315 on squat. I saw how many reps did you do the other
16.
Day? 16.
I missed 20. I want 20 Ooh. So bad.
It was close.
Yeah.
That's always awesome.
I went too heavy on my set of 20 before. That is what happened. Mm-hmm.
So to kind of go along with that, so bringing kind of work into this, as unfortunate as that is, so I'm trying to transform the position that reports to me. And one thing I hear all the time is, well, that's the way we've always done it. So to me,
that's
that,
a good mindset.
Yeah, that to me actually pisses me off. So when I hear that, like, I'm immediately going to change that process or, you know, something that revolves around their position just because they've always done it that way. You know, so half of my team has an old school mentality where they're, you know, a little bit older, and then half my team is younger.
Fuck the status quo.
Right, exactly. So I'm always, you know, trying to bring in new ideas and trying for them to develop new ideas and kind of bringing that into the gym. You know, I starting out, you know, I was doing, you know, chest one day, heavy all the time, you know, just switching up routines and stuff like that. So since I've been here, hit that 225 within the last, you know, 2 months, I talked to Tyler, talked to Alec, talked to LG, basically talked to everybody here to where, you know, I switched it up. So maybe chest 2-3 times a week. One time I'm going heavy, next time I'm going, you know, volume, stuff like that. So
that's where it's at.
Kind of contradictory to that, another food for thought is always stick to your plan. You know, the plan, the end goal of 2017 was hit 225. Got it. Here
bingo.
Here 315 comes.
And you did it with 3 months.
Right.
3 months to spare, right? Dude.
God, you might as well just hang it up now.
Yeah. Well, no. So that's kind of
retire for the rest
kind
of the year.
That's kind of like golf.
Nope.
So,
nope.
Well, if I hit a hole in one, I'll never play
right.
golf again.
I will immediately walk off the tee and I'm
gone
forever.
Forever. I'll sell my bag to the pro shop.
I'll just leave it there. Whoever wants it can have it.
I love it.
But at that point, I'm done. So, yeah, those are my to feed foods?
Foods? Foods?
Food for foods? Thoughts?
Plural food? Awesome. Well, I have a couple, and it may turn into a segment. I don't know. But I have a word of the week and a phrase of the week that just cracked me up, and it happened to be from the same girl that we were hanging out with in Vegas, and we were in an Uber, and she's a small town Iowa girl and did not like Vegas because it was too big, too many people, just scared the shit out of her.
Who dis?
And the word that I'd like a definition from you guys for is kittywampus.
Oh boy. That's a song, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think so.
I've never heard it. Fairly and I cracked that's from a song. Any ideas? Don't Google it.
Well, I'm going to now.
Well, I said my ideas.
You Shane, don't have any. Shane, don't Google it before.
No, I really have.
It's a song. It's a made up word from a song.
That's no, it's literally a real word.
Hold on, kittywampus.
It's a real word. I looked it up.
Can you use it in a sentence?
It's like
yeah.
Wait, well, please, could you give me some
context? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I made her do the exact same thing. Yeah. So because she said it in context of, I don't like Vegas because it's so kittywampus. The streets are.
Like
kittywampus.
So to me, it's like wonky. Like, yeah. It's out of place.
That's it. Yeah. Yep, that's true. So then I made her use it in another sentence, and she said, well, my grandma always used to say that those bed sheets are so kittywampus. You need to make your bed, blah, blah, blah.
Her grandma said that is not what I'm thinking. That's probably not from a rap song.
It could be. Shit. It's a real word. I looked it up, and it's in the dictionary, and it was crazy. So the same girl... she has a couple kids and she's pregnant currently. So she was telling a story about to her father about her kids being a pain in the ass. And her dad's response, granted he's like he's an older gentleman, probably like 70 years old, and his response was, well, you fucked yourself into another one. I thought that was the best phrase ever. So I crowned that the word of the week, and I crowned that the phrase of the week, because that was the best ever. And I also had just my last note here. I also had a banana protein in my coffee, and it was seriously the best life hack ever. It was amazing.
That's never
just black coffee.
Black coffee with...
What about like a different flavor that doesn't suck?
Pumpkin spice.
Yes. Now we're talking.
I absolutely
hate pumpkin.
Try it. It was banana protein. Not like powder, but it was the one that we bought, because I bought it at Walgreens. We bought everything at Walgreens when we were in Vegas. But you buy it and it was liquid, poured it in there, and it was phenomenal. It was the best coffee I've ever had, and it was just like generic... made it in the room coffee mixed with this, and it was amazing. Yeah, and you get your protein in. Yeah. So, anything else going on? What do you guys got going on this weekend?
I'm going to Austin, Texas.
Are you?
The Austin City Limits Music Festival.
Oh, yeah, I have a buddy down there.
It's going to be a lot of fun, dude. I don't know if I'm going to go Friday night. I think I'm going to sell my 3-day and then just get a Saturday ticket, because we're getting in pretty late, and my homie... who lives in Austin is not going on Friday, and I kind of want to see chill with him. So, Miss Jay-Z, all of the two songs I know of his.
Jay-Z's my dude. Hard Knock Life was my first CD ever.
It's good. He's good. He's really good.
Aaron
Carter. However,
I'm not as much of a fan of his new stuff.
Yeah, Aaron Carter was my first CD ever.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I was pretty young though. In my defense,
my first one,
like eighth grade.
Brian Adams.
Just kidding. It wasn't eighth grade.
Okay.
And I'll still doesn't do it today.
See, I have that still. I have my. I got them both for my.
I've seen that guy live.
really?
Yeah.
It was like Def Leppard first concert. Grade.
that's interesting.
That's an odd pair.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Another odd pair. My two CDs that I got were Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life, and the best of Steve Miller Band.
Hmm.
Very, very solid combo.
My second one was ICP.
Nice. See, that was my first tape was Run DMC Raising Hell. Oh yeah.
And did you have tapes when you grew up?
Not personally. My parents listened to that.
You guys are that young.
I'm 29.
Well, I'm only 30. I had tapes. I had a ton of tapes.
You grew up in Nebraska, though, didn't you?
Yeah, that's true. So everything's like 5 years back.
No, we were just ahead of the game, so I had to
get of them DVDs?
I had to get... I had to get
a floppy disk, but it's circular.
So I had to get that, and then I had Crisscross.
Oh.
And I've never been so mad at my sister when she tore the film out of the tape and ruined my Crisscross tape. Because all I wanted to do was jump. I'll tell you that much.
I remember my older brother always listening to Coolio, and then my mom yelling.
Ooh, yeah.
My mom yelling from downstairs, Blake Michael, shut that fucking shit off. There's too many cuss words in there.
Did she say fucking
shit? Yeah, oh, she says fuck like once every sentence.
I love it.
Love her to death. It. And my older brother does the same thing. Both curse out their ass.
On that note, I think we'll call it a day. We didn't think we'd have a very long one today, but it ended up taking a little bit more time. I like that. Again, you can get a hold of us at TR Crave Strong, and that is Crave with a K, at Jordan.Hildreth and at Shane Segebarth signing off. We're going to head out of the gym closet. Thanks a lot for listening, guys.
Peace out, folks.
Oh, and now, sorry, now that we do have it on, we'll have it on iTunes and Stitcher. And make sure to review and like and subscribe. I think that's the three, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Do those.
Do them all.
Do those three things for us. Is that because we're pretty be average?
Well,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take it. Let's have an awesome, pretty average podcast here. Sweet.
Peace.
See you guys. Good night.